those in our space know of a very famous blog posting done a while back. I believe the title was "The Press Release is Dead."
Right.
And a number of people came rallying around that saying, no, 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 the press release is not dead. And certainly PRWeb is proof of that.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices with me, I have Joe Beau-Laurier, who's marketing in a company called PRWeb, and I'm here at the Ad Tech Conference in San Francisco, and we're talking about the company and what it does, because it's a pretty interesting company, and I just grabbed him as I was walking around the show and asked him to come on the podcast, because I thought it would be a good thing for a lot of people that are looking to distribute press releases through the web and the services they offer, podcasting and RSS feeds. So, Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I appreciate the invite.
And so why don't you first tell us about PRWeb and what you are, and then we'll go into kind of the benefits of what you do.
Thank you. PRWeb has been around for about 10 years now. We introduced the first SEO press releases that were meant for online distribution. Traditional press releases are more offline and more meant to get the media's attention. We've developed a platform by which we can get more attention via the online channels. Let's face it, people are Googling and Yahooing for their business decisions, their purchase decisions, whether it be for their family or their company. And we want to get your message and your product information out there where it can be best found. We do so at a very low price point. And that way we make it available for not-for-profits, small businesses, and mid-sized businesses as well.
So how does it work?
What PRWeb does is we take your press release that you have uploaded into our platform, and we launch it out into a number of channels, some of which you determine for us. You tell us which industry categories are relevant to your press release, and we have a number of opt-in listeners, if you will, or readers, via email and RSS feeds. These RSS feeds are years old, so they've accumulated hundreds of thousands of subscribers that are interested in those categories, those industry categories or topic categories. So you know that your press release on its initial distribution is going to hit a waiting audience that's already interested. Secondly, your press release is going to go out via Yahoo and Google, not only in their search indexes, of course, but it'll be hosted on a page on Yahoo News. A lot of people accustomed to doing press releases think, oh, that's Yahoo Finance News. It's not. We're not about getting you out in front of the financial analysts, as is typically thought of with press releases. We want to get you direct to consumers, directly in front of every man. And by doing that, by utilizing Yahoo News as opposed to Yahoo Finance News, we accomplish that.
So you're essentially taking a sort of an old media form, the press release, and really trying to make it come into the new media and really ultimately get better distribution because of that.
Yeah, those in our space know of a very famous blog posting done a while back. I believe the title was "The Press Release is Dead."
Right.
And a number of people came rallying around that saying, no, 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 the press release is not dead. And certainly PRWeb is proof of that. We have seen ever-increasing volumes of business. We're setting records this year, achieving revenue levels and volume levels never before seen by the company. This is all tantamount or testimony to the value we're bringing to the table. People come to us either because they want marketing visibility or they're looking for the SEO value that has never been associated with press releases before. This comes from having links in your press release that when it shows up as a hosted page on Yahoo or in Topics or on other blogs or news sites that are taking our RSS feeds and repurposing them, the search engines are finding these links pointing back to your website at all these different locations. Those are quality links.
So how does it work? So I give you my press release. Walk me through the process in a short form.
Okay. Don't give me your press release. Hold on to it. Keep it in your word processor. Go to our website. Register for a free account. That'll give you your user ID and password and a means for us to contact you if we have any questions. That's a free process. It takes all of 30 seconds to do. Once you've logged into PRWeb, you can click on the Submit Press Release button. From that button, you're going to be given your options of our visibility packages, ranging from $80 to $360, and provide us with a credit card payment or a PayPal account, and then the gate's open. You'll be able to cut and paste your headline, your summary, the body of your press release. You'll also be able to then tell us what industry categories and what geographic areas it should receive emphasis on. Now realize, when you choose these things, we're not restricting distribution just to those areas. We're providing emphasis to those areas. Your press release is going to be viewable globally to everybody and anybody, but we do have the ability to emphasize distribution to certain categories, and we'll do that.
So now, what about if you wanted also made into podcast? You and I were talking before we went live that you have that capability as well, so explain
that.
Oh,
yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Our podcast recently reached the milestone of having 1 million downloads. We have 2,000 podcasts that we produce that are live currently to achieve that. And a podcast with a press release is basically a fireside chat. We're here with so-and-so talking about their announcement. How you doing, so-and-so? Tell me about your announcement. A little question, answer. It's about a 5-minute podcast, and then we'll edit that, make sure the ums and the ahs and the baby crying is edited out. And we'll attach that to the press release. It'll also go out through iTunes and Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle and a number of aggregators that are out there that are distributing podcasts, Yahoo Podcasts. The distribution then includes not only the written word, but the dynamic podcast. And the dynamic podcast is really putting that human element to, you know, what used to be a dry piece of paper, the press release. We enable you to put audio files and graphics and all that stuff attached to your press release as all supporting material. But having that podcast interview is really the icing on the cake.
So what's the average number of downloads you would get with a podcast that you do like this? Again,
average. We monitor that, and it was not that long ago we saw about 300 downloads per podcast. We're now at 500. And that number keeps growing, which, you know, it's interesting to us because our distribution remains the same. We're not doing anything more. I think it's just a growing following of people that enjoy and understand the value of podcasts. People are realizing that you don't need to have an iPod to utilize podcasts, and that it doesn't have to be the Rolling Stones song that's going to be in your MP3 player or iPod. It can be news that's of interest to you that you want to listen to on the train into work or whatever the case may be.
So you actually work with iTunes, too, and distribute the podcast through iTunes?
We do.
Through their various categories that they have on iTunes?
Right. We've assigned cross-references from our categories to theirs. And we've also enabled our RSS feeds to be multimedia capable, so we're putting the podcast out alongside with the press release in our own RSS feeds.
So what kind of clients do you have today?
Oh, boy. An easier question might be, what don't we have? We have large PR agencies whose clients have driven them to us, or they have found us on their own. These are agencies that are used to paying $1,500 for a press release and getting far less. They walk up to us and they see $360 gets them so much, they can hardly believe it. And oftentimes, actually, our price might actually hurt us in that realm. We have large companies. We have Fortune 100 companies. I've talked to several here today at AdTech that have very strong brands. Those wonderful 5-character company names that everybody knows just by seeing it. And they're still looking for publicity, and when they have PR Web explained to them, you know, I see the gleam in their eye, a little smirk in the corner of their mouth, that, hey, I've got a new secret that my competition doesn't have. And, you know, we're also there at a price point that's going to service the small and mid-sized business.
So you're also affiliated with Business Wire.
That's right. Business Wire is a strategic partner of ours. With them, we have created what's known as the Eon Distribution Network. That is an additional distribution network that you can get as a Business Wire customer. Just simply click the Eon box when you're choosing your distribution channels, and you will enjoy PR Web distribution as well as a hosted press release on PR Web's site.
Very interesting. Well, thank you, Joe. This has been great. Like I said, as I was walking around, and I realized there are a lot of PR people that listen to the podcasts on Marketing Voices, and I'm sure they didn't have any idea that this capability existed. So I've been talking to Joe Beaulaurier at PR Web, and this is Jennifer Jones of Marketing Voices. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.